I'm Marco Werman, and you're listening to The World. The world has been following the Yemen story for a while, but it's never looked as bad as it does now. Saudi-led airstrikes continue against Houthi rebels who've taken over Yemen's main cities. The country remains blockaded. Aid groups say hospitals are running out of basic supplies. And countries like India and China are scrambling to get their nationals out of Yemen. The U.S. is not, though, so we asked the State Department, why not? A spokesman wrote us back, the situation in Yemen is dangerous and unpredictable. Sending in military assets, even for an evacuation operation, could put U.S. citizen lives at greater risk with limited chance of success. The State Department even told us that it doesn't keep comprehensive lists of U.S. citizens residing overseas. Former State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley will join us in a couple of minutes to talk about the situation for U.S. nationals in Yemen. But first, we want to get the view from the Yemeni community here in the U.S. The World's Monica Campbell has been taking the pulse of Yemeni Americans in the San Francisco Bay Area. She tells us about one man who was killed in Yemen recently.
When Mohammed Al-Azani heard the news, he couldn't believe that the person who died was his cousin.
When they told me, I actually had to repeat his name five times to make sure they are telling me about the right person. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it for the rest of the day. I was like, no, it's probably just a dream.
It wasn't. His cousin, Jamal Al-Abani, was killed by mortar shelling last week. He was in Aden, a port city in Yemen that's now a civil war battleground. Labani's pregnant wife and their young daughter were living there while he was in California. When he went in February to get them, things were much calmer in Aden. But then fighting escalated. Labani and his family found themselves hunkered down for safety. Then, last Tuesday, Labani went to a mosque near his house to pray.
So he went there. And his way back when this really, tank fires happened around that area and pieces of that tank fire hit his back and neck, and he passed right on the scene. He passed away when his family was calling him to go back home. They were yelling to run quicker.
In California, Labani co-owned a gas station in Oakland. He was in his 40s, and his cousin Al-Azani remembers when they were roommates for a while.
He was a very quiet person. His normal day will just wake up early in the morning, try to use a treadmill.
He went to mosque and liked watching Egyptian movies on Netflix. He'd also see his two teenage kids from a previous marriage. They live in California. Then Labani got married again to a woman in Yemen. And that's what led him back this time. Next thing he knew, he was calling his relatives in the U.S. saying they were trapped.
All roads are closed and there's no way for them to escape. The only way is to escape is through the port of Aden, which was still safe. But you need some kind of force to rescue people.
Now, Al-Azani is joining with other Yemeni Americans to demand that the U.S. do more to help its trapped citizens. Here's Zahra Bilou with the Council on American Islamic Relations, an advocacy group.
We're here today to call on the federal government, State Department, the White House, and anyone who can really to help repatriate U.S. citizens who are trapped in Yemen and trying to get out.
It's unclear how many Yemeni Americans are trying to leave. So Bilou has helped create a website called stuckinyemen.com to collect cases and offer help.
We were hearing that people had parents stuck there, and we were hearing people who were stuck there themselves. And we imagined that the complaints we were getting in the Bay Area and, you know, remotely in different locations were indicative of a larger problem.
The U.S. has evacuated its embassy in Yemen, and the State Department has said that pulling out more Americans could put other lives at risk. It advises Americans in trouble in Yemen to find private travel if possible. But roads are dangerous, and there are few, if any, commercial flights. Bilou says the U.S. response falls short. China, Russia, India, and others have used ships to evacuate their citizens. Mohammed Al-Azani says Yemeni Americans feel ignored.
I can't find any other reason because they are originally Yemenis. If they were Caucasians or any other American citizens, they will be valued. They will do their best to rescue them.
Meantime, Al-Azani knows more people in danger.
I know of at least 10 people that are trapped there. Those are American that has their passport right in their pocket and can easily go and travel.
He worries that those people, U.S. citizens like his cousin Jamal, could get caught in the crossfire too. For The World, I'm Monica Campbell, San Francisco.